What Seligman shows about about optimism and pessimism is not that it's just some Pollyannish feel-good, you know, conceive and believe kind of approach. Rather, it's about how we interpret events. So, for example, how do I interpret my failure? As end of the story, catastrophe, give it up, or as an opportunity for success? So he distinguishes, and we'll talk about it more next time, he distinguishes between interpreting an event as permanent or temporary. I just didn't create light from electricity. So that could mean, well, it's not possible and I'll never do it, or it could mean, well, this is another step towards success, showing what doesn't work. I've just been turned down from a job that I wanted. Well, it means I'll never find a job, or that's a temporary setback. Let's see what I can learn. Let's see how I can hone my search and find eventually my ideal position. It's also about being pervasive or specific. Pessimists look at things as being the negatives, being pervasive. Well, I'm just not a good scientist. Versus, well, I just wasn't able to get this experiment right this time. Or if I get a poor grade on an exam, I'm just stupid. Pervasive, everything, all or nothing. Versus, I just didn't do well here on this specific exam. What can I learn from it? How can I do better next time? This is what optimism and pessimism is, and it can be learned.